You wanna report on what the truth is? Roaring intrusive, exclusive. My two cents is long for the nuisance. The periodicals I used to read for the news clips. Now nothing but the truth. I get my tea for the blueprints. Peruse with the info, glued in with kinfolk. Whether good or bad, it be the news that we tend for. I render my thoughts to the game, my mind blenders. So I blaze the facts with the truth, my grind splendor. Nobody beats the biz. I was taught so I be the biz. Put respect on our name when you talking to Gina kids. You usually don't hear me, but on the contrary, I told sis to be my wish to give them this for the daily. Mwah.
What's up, y'all? This is your girl, Miss Truth.
And your boy, Blaze.
And we're back with a brand new episode of Nothing But The Truth. Oh, that was cute.
I thought about it. Feel me? I was like, let me see if she gonna mimic me. Like, I could never get credit, bro. Like, look at the reaction. Look at the reaction.
Anyway,
we're live right now, and people is getting the full reaction of her faces.
Live on Instagram as well. So make sure that you guys who are tuning into the podcast version of this go to Miss Truth Says at on Instagram. I'll just give out the email. Go to Miss Truth Says.
What you about to say?
Like, Miss Truth Says on Instagram, and you can be able to watch this episode as well. Period. Yeah, welcome. People coming in. Fuck with us.
What's up?
Share, like, subscribe, tell the people. All right, hello. Hey. All right, so let's get started. So this episode, you got a game?
Nah, but we can play the game we played last time.
No,
I like that game.
It's called Music IQ. That's what
okay,
it's called.
Okay.
Music IQ. And what's good, Joe? We could play that again, okay? I mean, I'm cool with that because we just got to pick different people, different vibes. All right, so for those...
Thumbs up just popped up. I don't know why, but...
I don't know. But shout out to whoever's giving up the thumbs up in here, period. So listen, we're going to play Music IQ. Basically, this is from YouTube. Can't remember the name of the creator, but he's like... I think the Terrell Show. There you go. The Terrell Show created this. And we gonna fuck with it. So basically, I'm going to give... Last week we played. If you didn't listen, we here. I'm explaining every time. So I'm going to give him... Or he going to give me an artist and the person they collab with. We going to bounce back and forth until we get stumped. Last week, we got stumped with Ying Yang Twins.
Oh, yeah. Did we ever... I didn't get to look to see
We did. Yeah, Britney Spears, Wiz Khalifa, and somebody else.
Right.
So, what we're going to do is... I don't know what you're talking about. Rich Gang. I don't know. What you talking about? What are you talking about?
Rich Gang. You heard? Big shmoney over here. Big money. Rock and roll.
I'm gonna say, if y'all figured out who made more money between me and Blaze, y'all be surprised.
She's capping.
This man right here. This man right here. All right, so again, all right, let's get it.
You started off?
Who started off last time? You?
I believe I did.
All right, I can start it off. LL Cool J.
Ooh. J-Lo.
I picked Ja Rule last time. Let's pick somebody else. Fab. Fabulous.
Trey Songz.
Jim Jones.
Joel Santana.
Lil Wayne.
Drake.
Should I pick somebody that likes Drake or don't like Drake at this point? Should I pick somebody that like, that fuck with him or don't fuck with him? How about
you? I mean, it don't really matter.
Let me see. Let me go into Drake. I'll pick Nicki Minaj. Let's try that. That was cute.
Okay. Meg.
Okay. Yeah, great. Okay. Meg the Stallion. Oh, Glorilla.
Yeah, Glow. Even get though she it, the bro. Even though she is the bro.
Now according to your friends.
Yeah, now according to my friends.
Your friend says she's sexy.
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with them. They crazy.
Get it sexy.
But hey, 2 inches
get
on.
Get it sexy.
Glow.
Get it sexy.
Cardi B.
Get it sexy. Offset.
Ooh, Don Toliver.
No, I got one. Hold on. Shut up. I know his music, but who did he collab with?
She is stuck, y'all.
Don Toliver. God damn it. I know his songs. I don't know him collaborate with nobody.
Yeah, he got some good features.
Did he do a song with SZA?
No.
Wait, hold on. No, I'm not striking out. Fuck that. Don, I just saw him on a song with somebody.
Who was Don Toliver? What?
What? Who said that?
Your brother.
Who said that? Jabari. You know what?
If I say who he is, she's going to guess who.
Let me tell you something. You know who he is because he got like TikTok famous songs. What was that song? That was like 2 years ago, too.
Lemonade.
Yeah, but it's another one. Damn, he on a song with somebody. Hold on.
She stuck, y'all.
Shit.
That's how it was last week when she said Ying Yang Twins. I said, whoa.
See, that's different, though. Like, that's different, though. Because he's newer, so it's like, what about Black? Did he have a song with Black? Him and Don Toliver have a song together? It's one of them. Somebody new got a song with him. Because I have it on my fucking playlist. Check it. Let's just fact check the situation.
Yeah, let's check it right now.
First of all, check the SZA one first because I feel like it's SZA. I feel like him and SZA got a song together. I could be wrong, but I could be right. Hey, y'all. Let me see. He kind of looked like a sneeze. What? I got to pull up.
He don't got no song with them.
I got to pull this home. I got to pull this closer. Can I do that? Can we pull this closer, please? I need to read the comments. Because I think that's what...
I know who you try. You thought you... It's not Black.
It's not black. Okay. Hold on. Let's move this closer.
But you're in the...
The vicinity?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So it's not SZA.
No.
Oh, it's not Black.
No, it's not SZA neither.
Okay, hold on. Okay, but it's somebody like Black, though.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody like Black. Sir? Not Sir. No. Mm-hmm. No. No. Damn. Why I can't think of nobody?
you want me to give you a hint? He does have one of his TikTok songs that's lit. It's called For Me.
For Me?
Yeah.
No. I ain't got it. Let me see. It's not 6 Lakh. It's Black. It's not 6 Lakh, man. You did say he kind of looked like a sneeze. You did say this. Okay.
You give up?
No. No, I don't.
It's a lot of names that you could have said. Like,
hold on. Give me a minute. I'm like, I know him, but I'm not deep in involved.
I'm glad I caught you in this one. Because last week, I was really stuck, too. Like, we was really looking at each other like... Cause what I said, Outkast.
Has he
done
a song with Chris?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm positive.
You want to double check that?
I'm positive.
Let me see, Chris Brown. I'm about to start naming shit. Just start naming fucking artists. Let me see. No, I ain't got it. All right, I give up.
His mama named him 6 Lakh, so I'm gonna call him 6.
Shut up, Jamari. All right, who? All right,
Travis Scott.
Damn it.
Nah.
Damn it. Who was the one I'm thinking of?
Brent Faiyaz.
Damn it.
And that's one of the good songs.
You should have said Toxic R&B. I'd have caught it.
But you said Black.
Yeah, they both toxic.
Yeah, Black is mad toxic. And he has that song with Offset.
Yeah, but we said Offset, I couldn't use him already. All right. Hey.
Yeah, he has Cali, Euchris.
Oh, Justin Bieber. They got a good song together, too. She's
dope. Yeah,
that's
called For Me.
Oh, that's okay. Now there's some out.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And he has a little Dirk.
All right.
Yeah. That was a good one.
I got stumped, y'all, on the music IQ. Ooh. And I'm normally really good at this shit. I got to step my shit up. I got to study a little bit for next time.
I mean, we both do. Sometimes we get stuck. Sometimes we don't, you know?
Yeah, true.
I was going to have you thinking, though, because you went into the, you know, the vicinity and was there. You was close.
Yeah.
You was close.
We are live. We are live because... One, we did the show yesterday, last week, because of you, so I shouted you out last week, because you asked me about us bringing the show back, and then now we're live for the folks who be like, yo, we don't ever see y'all. We want to see y'all, so here we are.
Woohoo!
Period.
Shout out to y'all.
All right, boom. So let's get into what had happened was, we just gonna fuck with that today, honestly and truthfully, because mad shit fucking happened.
A lot of shit happened.
Really and truthfully. And I want to start off with Coachella, because I honestly, I don't know, Coachella just didn't do it for me this year.
I don't even know who, main artist that they talked about, I didn't know who performed at Coachella. Like, I didn't really hear about it. I didn't see people promoting it. Like, it just popped up. Like, oh shit, Coachella. That was
so, for the 3-day weekend, it was Lana Del Rey, it was Doja Cat, and it was Tyler, the Creator. Right? So, I saw Doja Cat's performance. Listen, y'all can say what the fuck y'all want about her. I like Doja Cat, and I like her performance for her tour kind of like solidified that for me, because she really give you theatrics, and she really giving you a show.
She's a performer.
So I really fuck with that shit. But she did, what's that, Demons? I don't know, people don't like that song, but I like that song. But she did that shit with like... it's the beat. That bump, bump.
Oh, I thought you were about to say you're a demon.
No, that's you. Wow. But your earrings. Oh, you got your regular ones on. You got your regular ones on today. If you ever see him with a dangly earring, that's not Dylan.
Oh, God.
That's a different man.
Here she go.
That's a different person.
That's cap, y'all.
It's a different breed.
Doja Cat really a performer. Gotta praise it. That's a fact. She came to Barclays. And I ain't gonna lie to y'all, she has songs that I didn't know that was hers. And when she was playing it, I was just like, oh shit.
Exactly. She got hits, man.
Yeah,
listen,
she got hits. You know, she got me.
I fuck with her. I fuck with Doja Cat. I don't care what nobody say.
Yeah.
I mean, and I ain't gonna lie. In the past, she was saying some wicked shit. But you know, listen, you know, you were allowed to evolve and shit a little bit, depending on your crimes against humanity. Because R. Kelly can't come back. So, wow. I was talking about him in a car, too, on the way here. So sad. Sad situations. All right, let's move on. Oh, no, I want to continue on. So, Tyler, the Creator, also performed. I like Tyler, the Creator. I just want to see... What's the name of that song? I want to see... It's one song I want to see from him perform live. And I can't remember the name of it at the top of my head right now, because my brain is a little foggy. That game done fucked me up. Let me see. What's happened? What he said? Let me see. Minaj, I heard. It was insane a few weeks ago. Matter of fact, let me not even do that. I can't even tell you, because she started so late, I had to leave for work.
Yeah.
She started so late, I had to leave. So by the time the show was starting, I had to leave. So I didn't get to see the show, but she'll be back in May.
Yeah, for those. First
May 1st. So for those who like Nicki Minaj and want to come see her, Barclays, that's when she's coming
back.
I'm
over the Barbs.
Oh. Yeah. So sad. They're going to chew you up.
It is what it is.
How my demons look. But no, back to Tyler, the Creator. He performed. He also talked about Gerard Carmichael. Is that his name? The comedian, I don't know, whatever. They little situation a little bit, kind of told him fuck off type shit, and moved on. I mean, listen, Tyler, Creator, he's also a performer, so if you like that, you're going to enjoy. I can't do Coachella. We've had this conversation already, because I'm too old for that shit. I need to sit down, I need water, I need a bathroom, I need it to be clean.
You know, I definitely remember asking her about something like that.
I can't, listen, like, these knees... Damn knees. These knees ain't it. Like,
you see
jumping
you see
around. Listen, that? Ice Spice, she performed, you know, the same shit, but she had the crowd rocking as well, too.
Of course.
Now, I don't want to get Coachella and Rolling Loud confused, because a lot of people went to Rolling Loud that performed as well, too. But Coachella, I mean, I really didn't hear too much. I just saw Doja Cat. I saw the Tyler, the Creator, and I saw Ice Spice. I didn't see shit else online.
Oh,
I see.
Oh no.
And Uzi.
Yeah, Uzi.
They wanted him to come out the closet, but he said, no, I'm good. I love y'all.
It's gang. Ain't no coming out the closet. Respect that man. All right?
Zing.
Respect the shoulders. All
right? Go!
People just be hating on Uzi, man. And people was talking about how, oh, he was rocking the rock chain.
The Rock Nation, you're part of Rock Nation,
like,
bro.
Like, what you mean? Why he rocking it? Like, the fuck? He got out his old bad deal, and he got into a new deal, and now he popping. He don't complain about his money no more. Feel me?
She said, I would have crisscrossed applesauce in a heartbeat. I did that shit when I went to Afro Nation. Listen, I ain't got it.
Huh?
I don't know. I think she was adding on to something up there, but I don't know. I'm sorry, Zaria. I don't know what the hell you talking about. But yeah, Coachella just wasn't. Listen, y'all don't want me to say what I won't say.
It is what it is.
Let me say the motherfucker. Let me say the motherfucking truth. Let me say the motherfucking truth.
Since, didn't what's the name perform there
since
too?
Motherfucking Beachella, don't nobody give a fuck about Coachella. Okay, you can say what the fuck you want. Why your man's gonna never do Coachella?
They don't fuck with him.
Oh, I'm not standing for the whole festival. I'm not standing up. I need one of them chairs. I need a chair. I need water. I need food. I need to lay down. I need a nap. Like, I can't
lay down.
I need shade. Festival. I need shade. It's all day. Imagine going to one spot. Cause remember, you already know you ain't moving to different festivals. Different stages. You gotta pick your one stage, right? Stand in that motherfucking spot all day. From whatever time you get there, right?
Right.
Now you got 10 million motherfuckers around you bouncing, funky, sweaty, nasty work. You know what I'm saying? Right?
Yo.
Right? Okay, cool. Then let's say you got a pee. You lost. You lost in the crowd. It's over for you. Unless you're going to pee in that spot, and that's nasty. Okay? That's number one. Number
who
two.
Who the hell would do that?
White folks. Palm colors. You'd be surprised. Okay? Now, listen.
Even one spot is crazy.
I feel like Coachella and all them festivals is a young person sport. Shout out to y'all. I ain't got it. I'll watch the stream. You feel me? Oh, and pray it don't rain. That makes sense too. Because once rain, you're fucking clipped. Okay? The closest festival experience I have had, like, not working a festival. I've worked festivals. Different story. I'm somewhere. I'm cool. I'm chilling. I can go do my...
Governor's Island?
Nah. What did I do? Oh, no. I did do Governor's Island. I did. I was like, I can't work this shit no more. I'm good. Never mind. Fucking bugging.
Deuces.
For me, personally, was going to... Was going to see J. Cole at Webster Hall. Oh, my God. And this is before he was, like, major. This was, like, the first album type shit. And it was, like, everybody crushed in one fucking spot. It was so hot that once you wipe... Yo, listen, look at me. Wipe the sweat right here. By the time you get here, this shit already sweating already again. That's how fucking hot it was. Shout out to fucking Snaps, who was taking pictures on the stage. Shorty gave me the water off the stage. Like, here, boo, I know you thirsty.
Then
are you dying in the fucking crowd? I think I was fucking sexually assaulted in that motherfucker.
What?
Like, it was niggas behind me and my sister and shit. It just was getting weird. I'm good. I'm okay. That's a young person's game, and I'm good. Shout out to you, Nala. We was there. Me, you, and Chanel. Purr. All right, boom.
Terrible.
I'm telling you, I can't do that festival shit.
I feel sorry for you. It's okay. All right, you're doing too much.
Now I gotta drag it. All right, let's move on. All right, what's next?
Yo.
ASMR for the folks.
It's you. Like, what's, like, stop typing. Stop.
ASMR for the folks.
Drake response.
All right, boom. Let's do it. I mean, we could talk about it now. We could talk about it later. You want to tee it up later, or you want to get into everything else first, and then you want to get into Drake, or you want to get into Drake first?
We can talk to Drake first. Let's know how it is.
Let's do it. Okay, so Drake allegedly is a leak. I don't know if it's real. I don't know if it's fake. We don't know. He ain't saying shit.
That shit is real.
That shit real a little bit because he out here trolling Metro Boomin.
That shit is real. He remixed it and put it out himself. It's on YouTube and all that.
Is a fucking content creator on TikTok. I think his name is Tony Stumpton. I can't remember his last name. But that nigga did like a spoof of the fucking song. And he was like, Kendrick, you a bitch. You got small feet. He was like, you know who not small? Big Rick Ross, big ass. Like, Metro, go make some fucking drums, you stupid mother. I was like, oh my God.
He was mimicking them.
He was.
That shit was funny.
That shit is insane.
That shit was funny. Was it a KO? No.
No, of course
did
not.
Did he answer everybody that answered him?
Correct.
Yes.
Why is Rick Ross in this beef? Can somebody break that down? Like, why is he going so hard? I heard, like, it's a whole thing about French Montana, but if French ain't involved, why the fuck is you caping for this man?
Man, their beef is old.
Ross.
They had old beef from Ricky way Rose. Before they started fucking with each other again, like, I don't know the real situation behind their real beef, but I feel like that shit is irrelevant. And Rick Ross is just a troll.
He not a bigger troll than 50 Cent.
Well, yeah, we know that. But Rick Ross is bored, clearly. Like,
go make a song, bitch. Like, what the fuck?
Let's not do that. No. He can make a song. Rick Ross has hits. Let's not do that.
Listen, you know what they said?
And for the people that's saying...
Go ahead, say it.
That he doesn't have hits without Drake is insane. Go look at Rick Ross'
catalog. I'm gonna keep it a buck with you, though. The top ones, though.
No, it's not.
The top... You want to research it right now? The top... Rick Ross' top song is what?
Me and Brandon were just talking about it.
What is Rick Ross? If somebody can answer this in the comments, that would be fabulous for me. What is Rick Ross' number one song? Like, what is it? What is it? The Boss. That's what we going with, okay?
Yeah.
Is that what we going with? Okay. Are you done researching?
No, I was going to what Brandon... I told you, me and Brandon were talking about it yesterday. He's still at Ashton Martin Music. Like, it's stuff... Rick Ross' catalog is elite. Like, let's not do that. Let's not knock, like... He literally said it on Drink Champs. Oh, was it Drink Champs he had the interview with? Saying that him and Drake is probably one of the two... has the two best pen games in the rap game. Like... Rick Ross has hits. We're not gonna knock him. Let's not do that.
He got hits, right?
We all know Drake.
The top ones, though.
Drake music brings people up. We all know that.
All right, give me two more. Give me two more joints that's up there that don't include Drake. Nah, that you don't need to research.
What do you mean?
That you don't need to research.
I'm gonna research.
Why are you gonna research?
I'm not a big Rick Ross fan, but I'm letting you be known that I have...
I'm the biggest boss that you've seen, like, thus far. Okay, you gotta go research it. Let's research the vibes. Let's go to the top songs.
Let's research the vibes. She doesn't listen to Rick Ross like every other woman, so...
What the fuck, dude? Wait a minute. First of all, the bitches love Rick Ross. So cut it out. Mm-hmm. Oh, I like Devil Is a Lie. That's my song. This is it. Bye. Stacking money to the sky. Getting rich, huh? Stacking bricks to the... That's him in French Montana, since I don't listen to Rick Ross. Right.
Let's see.
Stay Scheming. That's Drake. Okay.
Yeah, that's Drake in French.
Okay. Dice Pineapples. Wale.
Wale.
Hustling. Drake. Okay. Here I Am is good. I'll give you that. Here I Am. But that wasn't really as big as the rest of them, even though that had Nelly on it.
Nah, not really.
I like that song. I mean, they had a cute little video.
Most people's not gonna like the song, but Sorry featuring Chris Brown was a big hit, but then the album didn't do so good. What else?
You've been scrolling for a minute through the top songs.
You want me to name every top song?
No, like, I just want you to pick two of them.
We just said like three.
Proving my point. Okay, so...
Next artist.
Rick Ross. So Rick Ross is involved. He got the song called, what is it called? Champagne Dream, Champagne Promises, something like that. It's at the top. Let me go back to your Apple Music. Champagne Moments. I didn't listen to it. I caught like a clip of it. I didn't really get into it, so I really can't give you my opinion on it. I will next episode. I didn't get a chance to listen to it. I'm going to be keeping a buck with y'all. I was asleep all fucking day. But as far as the Drake diss, I feel like, you know, jabs back. You know what I'm saying? Jabs. Because, like, we discussed this over the weekend, right? Like, me and my family discussed this. And they was like, no matter what position, like, what happens or transpires, it's like, Drake will either be spared or be crowned king. Either way. And I'm going to tell you why. Because if the reason why I say he might be spared, because they're going to say it's 20 people versus one person. You know what I'm saying? So if he does not come out on top after this, it's, oh, you got everybody attacking you at one shot at one time. Everybody coming at your neck or whatever. Or if he slay everybody, then he could be crowned king and nobody could ever test to what Drake's ability when it comes to this shit. So,
I mean, you can't crown him king. He's still going to beat Pusha.
No, not yet. First of all, Jay Prince ruined that shit. So, I'm honestly and truthfully, it's an unfair situation because...
No, I don't hear that.
Drake did what he did. He talked to Virginia Williams, you know, line or whatever. And then Pusha T was like, you got a kid, you motherfucker. And then Drake didn't get to respond to that because Jay Prince came in and was like, yo, I see this is going to get bad. And whoa. And ruined the whole shit. So I feel like that was unfair to us. That was unfair to the situation. What you mean that's
Drake,
unfair?
You had no answer to that after that. The man made you post your kid. It's nothing you can say after that.
He wasn't hiding the kid from the world.
Yes,
he was hiding the world from the kid.
Both. No. There's nothing you can do after that.
I mean, who knows? Who knows what Drake had? Who what Drake knows?
Listen.
Who knows what Drake knows?
Listen. All right. That's all we gonna say.
I'm just saying.
That's what we gonna say.
Who knows what Drake knows?
That's all we gonna say. We just gonna wait for Kendrick's
answer. All I wanna say is...
So, for all the Kendrick haters...
Ain't nobody talk about Pusha T yet. Ain't nobody talk about Pusha T after that fucking beef.
That's fun. I'm just saying.
And
we're talking about the beef. He won, and that was that.
You think he gonna jump in?
No, for what? What he gotta jump in for?
What you mean? Why not? Jump in. Everybody else says fuck it.
Listen.
Chris Brown posted Metro Boomin and was like, we don't trust you.
Here we go.
Pick a side, nigga.
Here we go. Yeah, your man picks a side.
Pick a side.
Your man J. Cole picked a side.
Pick a
side.
That's
how Drake said you don't fuck what you had to say.
Pick a side. He said that shit was weak. He said, I don't care what Cole said. That dot shit was whack. That dot shit was weak. Nigga said, I'm not how you a big stepper with a size 7 foot. I said, wait a minute, hold on. My niggas took a picture of Kendrick Lamar's foot and was trying to like put the little, you know how you go to the fucking Foot Locker, the little foot measure shit next to it. And was like, he's really like an 8.5, 9, nigga. Like, stop. I said, y'all gotta chill.
I mean, he's not even that tall.
He little.
Yeah. Like you said, that was last week.
Episode, yeah, so
you
said all that, these artists are fucking mini, miniature fucking versions of what y'all see on
TV. Yeah, on the TV and shit. They be making them niggas look like they big dudes. Like,
yeah, this is a fact. I'm not going to lie. So, but Metro Boomin, you got to do something, sweetheart, because this nigga coming at your neck.
Wow.
First of all, the shit he posted. Doesn't rap. The drumline shit. Beats. You took this nigga face and put it on Nick Cannon face and had this nigga drumming for the fucking movie, right? Then you fucking went. You had the fucking drumline go to a club in Atlanta outside talking about, oh, this is for you. Drake.
Well, you see how he's not posting nothing for Rick Ross, right?
Because who the fuck is Rick Ross?
Except for when he told his mama that Rick Ross
said that nigga is sloppy and hungry.
Hey, it is what it is.
Listen, all Dre gotta do is tag team 50 Cent into this shit, and it's a whole different ball game.
I don't think.
But I think Drake is taking a page out. Who don't got that type of power?
Drake.
You'd be surprised.
He don't got that type of power. 50 gonna look at him like, what?
50 Cent already was like, this nigga killing y'all. So 50 Cent is Team Drake. Like, come
50
on.
50 Cent is Team 50. 50 Cent is Team 50.
Team Troll. Let's see what happens. I want to see how it goes. I want to see the continuation. Listen,
I do too. I'm glad everybody, glad everybody else is out the way. Even though it's basically fake 20 versus 1. Don't answer ASAP. Don't answer The Weeknd.
ASAP said, I fucked your bitch.
Like, it is what it is.
I fucked your baby mother. But then, not Joe Budden. Who's his mans? The dark skinned one.
Ooh.
I don't know these niggas' names. I don't know them niggas' name on that motherfucking podcast. But one of the niggas on the show was like, you know, basically everything that ASAP said about Drake, Drake could say about ASAP, like, oh, I fucked your bitch. He said, yeah, I fucked yours too. Like, I fucked your baby mother as well.
I had all.
But then again,
ways,
it's like, you know, everybody know how Drake felt about Rihanna, child. He was heartbroken. What she be doing to these men's? She be having these men's fucked up, all up in a rapture.
She's a Pisces woman.
Ba, 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 boom, boom,
that's all there
boom.
Is.
Yeah, he's still salty about that shit, because you talking about her how many years later, child? Salty.
She has that aura around her that just makes you just be attached.
Are you still attached?
Nope.
You a liar. But anyway, you would date a Pisces woman?
I have.
You would do it again?
I don't know.
Okay. Slide in so they can see your face. That's why I see the melanin in your skin. Your skin tones. Now close your eyes a little bit. There you go. Yeah. Give it light skin. Purr.
I hate niggas that do that.
Niggas said the answer is no. We already know that. We know that he ain't going to date no Pisces woman.
Why?
We not for the week. I'm just going to keep it a buck.
What that mean?
We not for the week. Anyway.
And please.
Anyway, moving on. What's next? Let me see. Oh, Future and Metro Boomin, since we're talking about them anyway. He needs to respond. Now, you coming to New York. They coming to Brooklyn in June. What's it, June? What is it? June? Oh, August. I'm sorry. I'm thinking August of Chris 15. Brown. Chris Brown is June. August 15th. Let's see what happens between now and then, Jones. Yo, what if they do some wicked shit, like, in Brooklyn for... On some fuck Drake type shit. Oh no!
They just might. Shit.
Bennett. Listen, that song been number one for 3 weeks. Listen.
I mean, even on the second album, even on part two.
I didn't hear. Did it come out yet?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't hear it yet. It was good?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
Yes, it was. We still don't like you.
Yo, this is just, you know what's so crazy? It's like how much music we never gonna get now because of this fucking beef. Like, it's
yo, already, that shit destroyed whole bridge.
Like, the fuck? Like,
everybody that's beefing fuck with each other and made songs
happened?
With each
that
other.
That bridge in Baltimore fucked this whole shit up. Because when that shit, when the bridge broke, the bridge is over.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Bitty Baba, that bridge is over. That bridge
hey,
is
man,
over.
Hey, man, listen.
That bridge
I don't know what to say, but... All I know is them niggas has been on tour before and they know how to put on a show, so hey. You know Metro will have all the theatrics in the back with his meat making and all that while he on set. Like, he knows what he's doing.
That nigga Drake said, What's a prince to a king? You my son, nigga. What could you top at?
No more DJ Khaled albums. That's
right.
A fact.
DJ Khaled ain't talking about no new friends. Like, nigga,
yo, listen, you gotta
get new friends.
He about to tap into the countryside. Or he gonna make a reggae album.
He gonna work with Beyonce and Jay-Z from now on.
Nah. He gonna go make a reggae album.
This ain't Texas.
He gonna try to get a Vibes Cartel
ain't
feature
no,
watch.
He got one already.
No.
You mean like out of prison?
Out of prison.
Out of jail.
Yes.
When he get out?
Chill.
When he get out? You have to throw a party? It's gonna be a celebration?
Hell
it's gonna
yeah.
be a parade?
It's gonna be a big ass block party.
I want to go.
I don't know what to tell you. You pull up. You made it. It is what it is. It's about to be wild. Feel me?
That's a fact. All right, let's move on. Like, before we do that, I want to see, take the gloves off. The love is done. I want to see it. Take it off. Okay? I want to see y'all do what y'all supposed to do. As a J. Cole fan, I will say, sidebar, asterisks on the side, and I'm disappointed. But you know what? That's not going to stop me from loving that nigga, and I don't give a fuck what you got to say about that shit. I still love that nigga, and I'm still going to bump that nigga, and that shit ain't... It's going to diminish a little bit. I ain't going to hold you in the rap battle conversation. But as far as his career, he will be just motherfucking fine.
So, oh, yeah, no. Of course.
I mean, listen, I can't be... Because
he still has the fall off to come, so...
It's heartbreaking, because I wish... If he wasn't going to get in tune, then don't fucking get involved. And I would have wished for him not to say nothing versus that, and then to remove and apologize or say that wasn't not really apologize, like, I'm sorry, Kendrick, but being like, that shit don't allow my motherfucking spirit. He apologized,
that's it.
Shut up. Anyway.
It's okay, you're hurt. The real J. Cole fans are hurt. Yes. We all know that. So, you know, it's
you
it's
a
all
real
right.
one too, though.
No, I'm not. You stop real... lying to these people.
When you gonna admit that you a J. Cole fan, low key?
I was becoming to like the man.
You
more.
Was becoming to like. You've been liking this nigga forever.
That's cap.
All right, you want to flex for the folks? I don't okay, flex for the you want to flex for the folks? We gonna move on.
I don't
okay,
flex for the folks. I don't gotta all flex right. For the folks.
Speaking of flexing, this weekend on what's today? Today Tuesday. On Saturday, it is the Ryan Garcia, Devin Haney fight. And these niggas, I don't know what's going on with Ryan Garcia. I think he might be on the drug, guys. I don't know what's going on with him. To my nigga spying on him, the police after his ass, the FBI want him. I don't know what the fuck is going on. I don't know what's happening with that man. Okay,
yo, have you realized it's nobody's really talking about this, right?
Yeah, but then I don't know what's happening. Like, I don't know. My money on Devin. You know what I'm saying? Roof everybody black. So anyway. Listen, don't take it that way. But I'm going with that.
Ooh.
Prayer. I don't care.
Listen,
he said more, though. He said something about, you know, they had their little press conference or whatever, and I guess he got slapped up, punched. I don't know.
He got touched wrong. Devin touched
he
him
got
wrong,
touched, so now he like he want to sue. I'm like, what's going to happen on Saturday?
That's when they sign the consent, you know.
What's gonna happen on Saturday?
And so forth.
Listen, talk all that shit.
I still think he gonna get knocked out.
You think so?
Yeah.
What round? Two,
six.
Three, four,
six.
Six round. Okay. Can you bet on that on like FanDuel?
Yeah.
Oh, fabulous.
You can bet on almost
anything.
I'm
gonna put $2 down. Let's see what happens. Make something shake.
$2.
I wanna bet $1 and win $1 million. Like, how that work?
Your odds, and you gotta be one of the luckiest person on that day.
Let me get my lucky rabbit's foot.
There you go.
There it is. Let me get one. Let me
put that in.
And purr. Let's see what happens. I just
praise the guys. Just be like, yo, I put this bet in. This is bet in. This is gonna hit. I feel it.
Listen,
I know it.
I want to retire. Y'all don't understand.
Feel me?
I want to retire. Like,
we all do.
2025.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, like, I'm tired of working. I just want to make money and do and chill in the house.
This nigga said, bet on Garcia knocking Haney out in round one. You're crazy. Are you okay? Are you okay, Ral?
You all right, Ral? You good?
I think that Houston Heat getting to you.
Right. Unless you want that shit he on, too. You got something you want to tell us? Is the secret in the room with us right now? Oh, okay. Heard. Who knows? I mean, listen, them people who fucking crazy win your million. I'm trying to. Nigga, I want to win.
Shit, but let's see.
Can I bet on both of them? Can I bet that one will win? Both of them will win? Can I do that? Like, can I bet, like, money on Garcia and money on him?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Like, as two separate bets, yeah.
$2. Matter of fact, $4. Two on Garcia, two on Haney. Per. Let's make some shake. Let's make something shake. I mean, we haven't had boxing in a long time, so.
What, it's what, 2 years?
Yeah, it's been a minute, I want to say. It's been a little minute. Maybe a year? A year last year, no? I don't know.
No. The last fight we had was Tank.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. Okay, so let's see what happens. Bet your monies or whatever. And if y'all never see me again because I made buku millions, it's been fun. It's been real. I love y'all muchos. You know what I'm saying? Catch me on a flip. I don't call my cell phone because the number won't work. Just saying. Just keep it in the back.
Terrible.
I'm just saying. I tell y'all all the time, if I ever win a lottery, the first thing I'm ever going to do is change my number. The number you have reached.
She definitely said that shit too.
Is no longer available, no longer working. Then what happens to your phone? You need to pay your phone bill. You right. And never hear from my ass again. Real shit. I'm just going to drop off. I'm going to send some shit in the mail. I'm going to tell you a location. You go get your shit. You know what I'm saying? Hit you with the, some of y'all going to get a little something. Some of y'all going to get hit with the, what was the maid in Martin? What was her name again? When she won that lottery. She won the money and she gave Martin a check. What was her name?
Oh, shit.
Damn. Oh, Jesus Christ. What? I see, I'm telling y'all, brain fart. I need to start taking some gummy vitamins. Yeah, I'm talking about winning the lottery. You jealous? Like, is you jealous? What was her name? Miss Minnie. Was it Miss Minnie? Miss Minnie, right? When Miss Minnie came in there and fucked up them clothes and fucked up Gina's Donna Karen shirt and fucked up Martin's Grand Hill.
Your mind not all too shot.
I know. I need to start taking the black girl vitamins.
You don't take vitamins?
Get my sharpness back. No, black girl vitamans. It's a different set. I take vitamins.
They got black girl vitamins?
Yes, yes, they do.
I'm not saying
yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I told the people I was gonna disappear. See, you know me. See. But no, I was like, I'm gonna send a letter in the mail. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you check your mail. I'm gonna tell you to go to a location to pick up your funds, and some of y'all gonna get something nice, and some of y'all gonna get that $5 or that dollar that Miss Minnie gave Martin. And if you get a dollar, be fucking grateful. That's it. Period. What pain and suffering? She said, I'm getting a cuff on my pain and suffering. Yeah, you're going to get $2.
Yo.
$2.
Oh, man. I'm weak.
It's going to cost you more money to cash the shit than for you to get the shit.
Okay? I want my payment in gold.
How much you feel like I should get? If I won, let's say that I won $100 million, how much you feel like I should give you?
Who, me?
You, in particular.
Me, in particular.
Yeah, you.
Me.
You.
Dylan Joseph.
Yeah.
Me.
Yeah, you. $100 million. I want $100 million. I want $100 million after taxes.
After taxes. So that's taxes. Like
$100 million. This is $100 million after. This is $100 million. Like I want more, but after taxes, I want $100 million.
Okay.
All right. How much you feel like I should give you?
I take $10 million.
The right, correct answer. Let me say what the correct answer was. The correct answer would have been, you know what? Whatever you feel like on your heart to give me. You know what I'm saying? Because our friendship is not worth cash. And it's that nigga said $10 million. You want $10 million?
Yeah.
No.
How you ask me a question?
You right. You feel like you deserve $10 million of my money. Of my hard-earned monies.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because I bring you good spirit and good luck and all that type of shit in our friendship. So, you know.
That's you making up shit for me.
Making up shit is crazy.
You talking about, you must got me confused with Janae.
Look at that!
What she said? How much? She said $60 million.
That means you're gonna be left with $40 million.
She's bugging. Now what I will do is give her kids a little bit of time. But she ain't getting shit. She make enough money already.
I earned it.
You earned what? You know what? We're not doing this. Moving on.
You want to come at me for my little $10 million.
My little $10 million. Y'all niggas want $70 million between the two of y'all.
I don't see the issue.
Dabbing 10. Okay, moving on.
I don't see the issue, but okay.
You said it was only a... What you mean? I'll take 30.
Boom. See, we split 40 now. We straight.
Yeah, y'all spent $40.
Yo, you're very disrespectful. No, I'm just glad I'm not the person that's going to receive the dollar.
Right, exactly. That's a humbling experience.
Yep.
Like I said, love you, now you love me. Get the fuck out of here. I can't. All right, let's move on. Okay, 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 okay. Speaking of fucking money.
OJ Simpson.
OJ Simpson died, right? He died after we recorded the show last week.
Damn, why didn't you say it like that? Like,
I'm just saying, like, we didn't get to talk about it last week because he died literally after we recorded the show. So we didn't mention it last week. We also didn't mention Mr. C, but we're going to get into that in a second. But OJ died, you know what I'm saying? People felt mixed reviews. People said, rest in piss, rest in hell, good riddance, goodbye. Some people was like, you know, RIP to a legend, a football legend, the GOAT, or whatever. I don't fucking know. People were saying whatever. I just said, okay, and kept it pushing. But Ron Goldman was the man that was killed in the If He Did It situation, allegedly. So my thing is... He owed money, right? So he got acquitted. You know, if the glove don't fit, you must acquit. So he basically... What she said?
Stop saying died so hard.
Died. He died.
Like, relax, bro. Like,
but he did. He did. He did. And he did. He done did dead it. He done been dead it. He died. I'm trying to say it. I didn't say it all. I just said it. Anyway, not the point. The point is when he died, he owed money. He's supposed to pay them people, like, I think they said 100 or something like that, but it was like he had a debt of $32 million, right, that he was supposed to pay to that family. And that family said, 35 million. And his family said, first off, fuck that bitch and the clique you claim West Side when we ride. You claim to be a player, but I fucked your wife. I'm sorry. We bust on Bad Boys. I'm sorry. No,
she's
not. This
is something she's doing regular. Y'all just seeing it live. But yeah, his family said, fuck that shit.
He said, fuck that shit.
That shit. We can care less about your damages and what he owed you.
I didn't even do nothing.
Like, they don't got nothing to do with that. Like,
First of all, if my family member owe you money and they die, the debt is dead with them. Because I ain't giving you shit.
That shit
is not giving you fucking nothing. So, sorry. Listen, that nigga owed you money. I don't owe you shit.
We may have the same last name.
And his net worth wasn't shit anyway. So, you ain't going to get nothing regardless. Do you forget this nigga got arrested for stealing his own memorabilia? Like, he ain't got shit. He ain't got nothing for you. It's enough.
You want a house?
Y'all should have did a documentary and made your money off that shit. Netflix, you know, do the interview now, you know what I'm saying? Go on Gayle King and, you know what I'm saying?
He ain't dumb.
I mean, he probably, who knows? I mean.
Shit, I would.
I would, too.
And I'm only telling one person.
And who there? Who there?
If.
Who you telling?
My dog. Hades gonna sniff it out.
Here we go.
See how these people be leaving money for their dog? Like, what's that lady? That lady that owned that building on 42nd Street?
What lady that owned her? Didn't she leave her dogs like mad bread?
Yes. That whole building is theirs.
They gonna kill a dog and take the money. Who take it after the dog? How that work?
She planned it. She set it for life. She didn't leave it for no family member, so they can't touch it.
All right, but like the trust fund. Okay, when a dog die, who the money go to?
The dog kids, probably.
The dog kids.
I don't know. You asking the wrong person. I don't got the answers, Sway.
The dog kids get the money. Do they gotta claim it by a certain time or how that work? Like,
I don't know. I have fucking questions. We have to look that up. Let's see if I find that shit, man. But
Who get the money? The dog kids. I don't know why that should have said it me. Like, Janae said she think they donate. Like, I guess after the dog dies, the rest of the money will be donated to whatever. And that makes sense.
The dog kids, the puppies,
the
man.
The dog kids.
The dog kids, man.
I will never call a puppy, I will never call that shit a puppy ever again. It's dog kids. That's it. It's a dog stop.
Kids, man. Dog kids.
Oh, yeah. My dog having a litter. Nah, I'm going to say a litter. Jesus Christ. Wrong terminology. Having a little puppy pound. The dog kids. Anyway. How your dog kids doing? They all right? How they been? They in school? How they feeling? I'm done. All right, I'm done. Long story short, that nigga owe money. He ain't paying it up. I don't know how the fuck, we get to the dog kids. But I'm just... That's going to be the name of this fucking episode. I don't fuck with me if you want to. That's going to be the name of this episode.
Of course she's going to drag it to the end of this episode.
Of course. Duh.
It's dog kids, puppies, whatever you want to call it. That's the new name. Hey, pull up.
Don't say hashtag, hey. Hey, Nashe.
Hashtag dog kids.
All right. Let's move on. What else we got on this docket, please, Lord?
Oh, rest in peace to DJ Mr. C.
DJ Mr. C. Okay, like, literally...
Hip-hop legend.
Ed Lover. Ed Lover was on... No, I'm not laughing at that. I'm laughing at the comment. Jesus Christ. But Ed Lover was on the radio, like, inconsolable. Live, like, talking about Mr. C. Like, he couldn't even, like, breathe the way he was going off about Mr. C. And it's sad because, you know, Mr. C has been around forever. He's been, you know, in the 60s, background, right? With the legends. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's not forget he was the DJ for Big Daddy Kane. And, you know, with Biggie as well, too. And then, you know, just beyond just in life. Like, we've always known him as being, you know, the big staple of our hip-hop history. So just to, you know, he had his little run-ins, you know, a little situation or whatever that came out about him and his sexuality and whatnot. But that did not stop the people from loving him for who he was and what he did and what he contributed to the culture. So to find out that he is no longer with us definitely was sad. Definitely, you know, sad to hear. And, you know, send my condolences to him and his family and whatnot.
That's a fact.
You know, now that they, you know, when he first passed away, they didn't tell us why or how or what happened. But then now, I think yesterday they said that he died of diabetes and kidney disease. So complications of kidney disease.
Having kidney disease.
You got to get checked. You know what I'm saying? Like we talk about this all the time. Like, you know, black folks, we don't say nothing until something hurt. You know what I'm saying? Until we don't go get checked. We don't do our checkups. We don't. And I want to say mostly older black folks. You know what I'm saying? Like going to the doctor is not like if it ain't broke, don't fix it type vibe. And by the time you can fix something, it's probably too late. So it's like...
For instance, since we on the kidney disease and black people, Nate Robinson. Oh. Nate Robinson just mentioned that he's going through a complication of having kidney issues. And if he doesn't find a replacement, then he doesn't have long to live. Which is sad. Because he's a legend. He's an NBA legend. Like, everybody knows Nate Robinson for being a dog when he was in the league.
Right.
From being on the Knicks, to the Chicago Bulls, to the, what other team he was on? Golden State Warriors.
You said the Knicks?
Yeah, I said the Knicks.
Yeah.
What else? What else he played for?
Bulls.
Oh, yeah, the Bulls. You know, his famous dunking over Dwight Howard.
Mm-hmm.
In the dunk contest. One of the shortest dudes with the biggest bounce ever.
Mm-hmm.
What, 5'7"?
Yeah, 5'7". He looks shorter than that in person.
Probably is. You know, the NBA be cheating height sometimes and what it is. But yeah. But I hope he gets the help he needs and gets the right match to be able to do his surgery and, you know, to live longer. Because mm-hmm. It'll be sad to see him go.
Right.
You know, he's pretty young, so yeah.
Okay. You know, that's another thing, too, because how old is Nate Robinson?
Nate Robinson should be in his late 40s, I believe.
Late 40s? No, you mean like late 30s? How old is he?
39.
Oh.
He's gonna be 40.
Okay. All right. See what I mean? It's like, you know, listen.
Yeah.
There are.
Get checked up, y'all. Get checked up.
Get your checkups. You know what I'm saying? Get your annuals. Don't be scared. You know, like, for real, I got to do my own shit as well. I got to go do my own damn checkups. Go get my eyes checked. You know what I'm saying? Make sure my levels is good. Make sure, you know what I'm saying, the heart pumping right. You know what I'm saying? High blood pressure and all that other shit. Shut up. You know what I'm saying? So, as well, you know what I'm saying? We got to do our checkups and whatnot, you know? So, that's it for you, too, just because you a young lad, don't mean?
My last checkup was in January.
All right, now. Okay.
Everything came back good. Thank you very much.
Checked off. All right, purrs.
Yes.
Big purrs. Okay, cool.
I might be scared of hospitals, but I'm going to go there.
Yeah.
And get a checkup.
Go to a doctor's office, not a hospital.
That's a fact.
Yeah, go to the doctor's office. You know what I'm saying?
Do what you gotta do, ladies and gentlemen.
All right. So, now, last week we talked about, you know, all of these concerts and, you know, festivals and, you know, all this artists going on tour. Like, you know, 2024 is the last year to go on fucking tour. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, because we got a few more that just came out recently.
Yeah, Future just came out. You know what I'm saying?
Celine Dion.
Oh, she going back on tour? Wait, going back on tour?
Isn't Celine Dion? Hold on.
You sure? Because you know she's dealing with that, you know, that stiff man syndrome is what that's the nickname for it.
Sorry, wrong person. Who? So sorry. It's Shakira.
Wait, hold the fuck on.
I don't know how I just
How the hell up. You get Celine Dion and Shakira mixed up?
Skin color. I'm gonna go with that.
Like I said, racism. Okay, heard it.
I'm so sorry.
Like, how you get that mixed up? Racism.
I just mixed that up. I apologize, y'all.
Shakira.
She's coming to Barclays.
And then they begin to sing and dance like this. She make a man wanna speak Spanish. Come and say, I'm a seed.
I need that seed.
Shakira.
Money issues?
Oh no! What happened was she divorced her man, or found her man cheating in the crib with a chick because she had some food that only she liked. And every time she came home from wherever the fuck she was doing, that shit was gone. And she knew he didn't eat that shit, so that's how she found out her man was cheating on her. Go Shakira! But yeah, she did have some money problems. Then she fled the country because she owed some money. Fuck it.
Also, now she going on tour to try to get
fuck
back.
Fuck it. First of all, fuck the state because they took my motherfucking money out of my account, you bitch asses. I'm going to get into that for the put me on. Fuck it. I'm going to tell you exactly what the fuck is going on. Okay? Anyway, moving on.
Yo.
The point is, the Justice Department is putting out a lawsuit. What is it called? Yes, an antitrust against Live Nation and fucking Ticketmaster for their damn ticket sales, their ticket prices, because the ticket price could be fucking $50. But with the goddamn taxes and fees, the shit gonna be $4,000 by the time you fucking done. And I ain't got time for this shit. I bought tickets to go see Missy Elliott. The tickets was $3 and some change. Okay, $3 and some change a piece. Cool. Why is tickets is almost fucking $200 more with the fucking prices? Like, shit, almost $800 for fucking tickets. Like, shit is ridiculous. That's ridiculous. Wild. Just because of fees and them sales.
Them taxes.
And taxes and shit. And they done add on the seat tax, the air tax, the fucking walk-in tax, the goddamn fucking the floor tax, the food tax, the fucking yo tax, my tax, they tax, the fuck. And the fuck. And no refunds, no fucking. No. Oh. Like, shit be, you be assed out nowadays. Before, you used to be able to fucking swap your tickets. You used to be able to.
Yeah, like, I don't like that no refund shit.
I'm gonna keep it a buck. Like, for example, I'll give you a quick example. Like, I took my mother to go see On the Run 2 with Beyonce and Hov, right? So, the way I did it then, I bought tickets on Ticketmaster, straight from Ticketmaster, not resale. And I was like, you know what? The tickets I got, let me see if there's some seats on the floor that's kind of around the same thing or whatever. So the lady was like, yeah, we got seats on the floor. And it's probably about maybe like $20 more than you spent already. I said, boom, let's send it $20. Boom, tickets on the floor for On the Run for Beyonce and Hov, right? Had a fabulous time. You can't even do that now. Once you get the tickets, you're stuck like fucking Chuck.
Ain't no switching.
You can sell a ticket now, because before you couldn't sell tickets on Ticketmaster, but now you could do all these verified resales. But they could jack it up to fucking Wazoo. I'll give you another example of that shit.
Yep.
What fucking concert was I looking at? I think it was for Missy? One of these concerts, I don't know. But the fucking seats. Matter of fact, boxing. I'm sorry, for boxing. Boxing, the standard seats, $1,700. The verified resale was $1,400. But I was like, they was like, oh, they losing money or whatever. I said, but the seats was probably cheaper when they bought them, and they jacking it up from that. And then Ticketmaster jacks it up.
Even more.
You think you getting a better deal with the fucking resale, and you're not.
$1,700
for that boxing on Saturday.
Man,
for the floor seat, $1,700. $1,700, and that's in the back, so it's not even like
close.
Right,
I don't even want to see ringside.
Nah, I'm good. I'm okay.
Like, for instance, another concert, Bad Bunny, that we just worked. Bad Bunny's.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
His tickets upstairs was what? $300-$400.
And they bought them.
And they bought them shits. That shit was sold out.
Shout out to Bad Bunny, though. I don't know not a lick of what the fuck you be saying, but the shit is turnt. Woo, woo, woo. Woo, 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 woo. That's all niggas was saying all night. Woo, woo, woo.
Yo, I cannot.
I don't know what he's saying. Not a lick of it, but it was up.
You could translate it.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah, you can.
I'm not. All right, let's move on. All right, boom. We're going to do Blazing Sports?
No. Just jump right into it.
I'm trying to say why you're not doing Blazing Sports. It's about sports. All right, fuck it. I'll take over. Blazing Truth Sports. Blazing Sports with Miss Truth. Okay, I like that shit. Boom. So what had happened was, right? Let me get an update.
Blazing Sports.
With your girl, Miss Truth, and the booth. You know how I do. Ew, that was killer. Anyway. WNBA champ, the Grizz. The Grizz was at the draft.
The Bulls was outside yesterday. You heard?
Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese.
It was looking like queens out here.
You know, them two is the main ones that everybody's talking about. It's another one. What's her name?
Camila Cardoza.
Yes, her. That's the girl that did that shot in that game. That last little second hit that shot.
Yep.
Carolina.
Yes, sir.
Anyway, so.
Don't just say South Carolina. You got to say South Carolina.
South Kakalaki.
So, you know, people be going to get mixed up.
What?
You
know? Wait, what I said?
I say, don't just say Carolina. Just you say,
South Kakalaki?
Yeah.
Okay. Helga Pataki?
I can't stand you.
All right, so listen. So the draft happened, right? So the top three, I thought Angel Reese was going to be in the top three. Couldn't find out she was the number 7 pick, but that's okay. She got picked. Don't matter. Shorty going to Chicago.
She was never
going to
be top three.
Why not?
She wasn't top three best players out that draft.
Oh, okay. So she was number 7. I'm starting with her. I don't care. Whatever.
I'm just keeping it real. You know?
So she got picked to go to Chicago Sky. And what's her name again?
Camila Cardoza.
Yeah, her. She was number two?
Yeah.
Number 2 pick. No. Also going to Chicago Sky.
No, she wasn't number 2.
Was she number 2 or number 3?
She was number 4.
Think she was number 3. Nah. I think she was 3. I think she was top 3. I'm not even going to hold you. I could be wrong, but I also could be right. 50-50. Stay on it.
She was number 3.
Oh, boom. Yeah, told you.
No, you said 2.
I said 2 or 3. You said 4.
I said 3 or 4.
You said 4.
I know I said 4. You I thought I said 3. Back? Yo, it is what it is. We was both anyway, close. It is what it is.
Anyway.
But.
The point is they're going to be both on Chicago Sky.
Twin Towers.
Doing their thing, and I'm excited to see
they're
it.
They're going to bounce.
Tickets are already being sold. People already buying.
Oh, yeah. This season is about to be. Last season for the WNBA was skyrocketing.
Uh-huh.
Great sales all around the league. big views and all that.
Yeah.
This year is going to top it off immediately.
Oh, absolutely.
The season didn't even start yet, and jerseys are being sold out.
Oh, yeah, for Caitlin Clark. Was the number one pick?
Number one pick, as everybody
knows. Went to Indiana, what, Fever?
Yeah. So she's going to be with Aaliyah Boston. It's going to be lit. So these picks, I like these picks. The WNBA season is going to be lit.
We got like 7 people.
I think
we got like 26 people.
Who?
The Liberty.
No, we don't.
They are like 19 people.
We drafted 4 people. Y'all see how she drags shit?
I see man names on the paper.
The picks that each team got, I feel like it was a great picks for all.
Uh-huh.
It fit each play style.
Okay.
So it'll be tough.
All right.
Everybody thinks Caitlin Clark will be Rookie of the Year.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Who you think so? Who you think?
My pick of Rookie of the Year is going to be...
Uh-huh. Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm buffering while you figuring it out.
Rakia Jackson.
Rakia.
She went to Sparks.
Yes. Yes, she did. I did see that.
Yeah.
I did see that.
It's between her or Cameron Brink, who went number 2. She went to the Sparks as well.
Okay, cool. Lit. Turn up.
Yeah. But it's going to be lit.
I mean, listen, I'm going to be honest and truthful with you. Liberty and, I mean, WNBA had a rocket last season. I ain't going to lie. And this probably was their best season as far as WNBA, period, as far as the
definitely
most
was.
Financial, like the best financial year that they've ever had, which was lit. And I want to say that moving forward, hopefully, because they posted Caitlin Clark's salary, baby, and $330,000 between 4 years is fucking insane. You got MCA workers making more than that. My thing is what needs to be done for, you know, I mean, I don't even say what needs to be done because it's getting done now because it's getting more views, it's getting more viewership, it's getting more fans, people are buying more merch, people are coming out, people are buying season tickets. So it's going to happen.
It's leading in the right direction.
Yeah,
so
that's the great thing. 10 to 20.
I wouldn't even say 20. I'd give it 10 years.
I mean, between 10 and 20. Let's see what happens.
Because they already added a team next year.
What's the team?
It's going to be Warriors. They're going to Chase Center.
The Warriors?
I don't know what it's going to call, but I know they're getting a women's team.
Please don't call it the Warriors.
They're going to have a team over there, so that's another team added to the league.
Well, if you call it the Warriors, I want my money.
But then I think they're planning to open up another team somewhere else too. But they're
so the fact that they're expanding is a good thing.
Yes, so they're going in the right direction. It's all about that. And you just like you said, you know, people is buying tickets, buying jerseys. They're going to games.
Yeah,
they're watching games now.
It's a better vibe though. I ain't gonna lie.
The media is talking about it more.
It's a better vibe for Liberty games than it is for WNBA. I mean, for NBA. I'm sorry.
Yes,
I don't know what it is. It's just a different vibe. It's a better vibe. It's more competitive, but the music be lit. The energy be lit.
The energy be like the crowd be with it. And I'm not just saying it because it's more competitive because it's women, but the women play with more heart than the men.
Per. They're going to chew you up for that. But you know, per.
It is what it is. Choose. I can back it up.
Oh. Like I said, I can back it up. Fuck out of here. Fuck what you're talking about. Fuck you and me. All right, let's move on. Okay, well, while you looking at that, I want to talk about Blake Griffin, how he decided to retire. Since we're talking about WNBA. You know, he was with us. He was with the Nets for a little bit, you know what I'm saying? And then he went over to Clippers and whatever, but he's retiring as a Clipper, correct? Am I right? Am I wrong?
No, that's not the last team he was
with.
What
team he on?
He wasn't on no team. He didn't sign with a
team
this year.
What was the last team he played, though?
Boston Celtics.
Ew. Ew.
That was after us.
How the fuck would you want to retire a Celtic?
I mean, technically, he didn't retire with a team.
I mean, but it's nasty work. Jesus Christ. I thought it was the Clippers because they had the picture with the Clippers jersey.
Oh, that was his first team. That was the team that drafted him.
Maybe that's what it was. Number one draft pick. Yeah. Okay. Now that makes sense. Ew.
Yeah, but shout out to him. He had a good career despite, you know, it didn't last as long due to injuries. But he was a very excited player to watch. Sad his career went down, but...
Yeah, I mean, it happens.
He's Hall of Fame vibes.
You think so?
Yeah.
Cool.
For sure.
I mean, whatever.
For sure. Since we're in the NBA.
Right.
Playoffs. Tournament.
Let's talk about it.
Play tournament starts today.
Let's talk about it. Who's like, taking it? Because remember, we got to do our, you know, we did at the top of the year who we think going to take it.
Oh, you already know who my pick is. Hello.
Kyrie Irvington.
Dallas Mavericks.
Yo, I ain't going to lie. That fucking shot, that shit I sent you was lit.
My that boy's
shit,
real.
That shit was lit. That edit
his,
was...
That play from the Dallas Mavericks between Luka, Kyrie, and Derrick Jones Jr. is the highest viewed play of the season.
It needs to be the highest viewed play, period. That shit was so lit. That shit was everything and more.
Yeah, they was trying to blackmail my boy.
Black boy, you mean.
Like, that's crazy. Perf. And not everybody love him. Stephen A. Smith loves him.
I love him.
Everybody's talking about
listen,
him.
Listen, I told Kyrie I love him, and you know what he told me? Love me. Huh, we locked in. We not like y'all, but we locked in.
Oh, my God.
We not like y'all.
You gotta stop.
I ain't even do nothing.
My pick is Dallas Mavericks. They're going to come out the West. Going to go to the finals. Uh-huh. Depending on who they play, and if they fully healthy, they'll be good.
There you go. Just a smidge. Purr.
Why you touch me? I'm going to sue you now.
Okay, Garcia. Don't make me change my name, your name and my phone to Ryan Garcia, please.
Ew. That's racist. Please.
It's not racist. That would be
yes,
a name.
Yes, it is. But yeah, that's my pick. What's your pick?
Whoever gonna win. Whoever wins is my pick.
I wish y'all could see my face. Well, the people that see it now.
I'm serious.
All right, you got it.
Whoever wins, the made it best team win.
Respect that. Respect that.
I'm just glad the Nets is done. I'm glad to be off of work.
Wow.
Listen, I don't give a fuck. I'm tired. I don't give a fuck about none of that. I'm just keeping it a buck. I want to go home.
Wow.
Shut up. It was cute. We had a good little time. Took our pictures and shit. Purr.
I didn't even get a solo pick. I seen a lot of y'all got a solo pick. That's
did.
Crazy.
You jelly? That's nobody told you to move out the circle. You was in the circle, the circle of trust.
Sorry, my picture on the wall.
That's true. You all over the building. You're a celebrity.
I'm only on the wall twice. Thank you very much.
Three times.
I'm not all over the building.
Three times.
Three where?
Two downstairs, one somewhere else. I think on a suite somewhere or something. So, woo, woo, woo.
Whatever.
Woo, 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 let me see, my put me on is fuck the state, you feel me? Taxes was due, I owe the state. Them niggas took that money out my shit without my consent.
Yeah, welcome to my life. They took my shit too.
They took my monties.
They said, yeah, bitch, you owe this.
I didn't even get a chance to be like, let me give you $25, let me put something on it.
Like, can I do payments? Like,
let me put something on it. Give me
like,
my
can I do payments, please?
Give me my money,
please. Taking my shit, man. I'm about to say, motherfuckers.
Give me my money,
man. You be working hard for that shit.
That's a fact. I woke up like, wait a minute, I'm missing some money. I had to check my statement, the state. I said, damn.
Yep.
They wasted no time. So my motherfucker refund better be on time. Yeah, I did my shit last. I did my shit last minute. I ain't even gonna hold you.
I did too.
Prayer.
Hey.
Shout out to Mr. James.
Hey.
Shout out to Rebecca.
Hey.
Shout out to Mr. James. All right, boom. I ain't got nothing else. What else you got?
They got everybody. Sure did.
Hell yeah, niggas. You know what? They broke. It's Eric Adams' fault. Fucking asshole.
And them niggas said, yo, you're not getting much back. I said,
them niggas is broke. They need our money. That's why they snatched that shit. They ain't even give us no payment option. They snatched our shit.
I said, okay.
Because they poor.
I had to double check.
They've been giving the migrants all the funds, so they need our money back to replenish.
I could have get a little bit more. Like,
yeah, so if you all they snatching that shit, so you might take your money out your account. You're going to be in a negative.
But it is what it is. Fuck y'all. Like she said.
That's all I got. I ain't got nothing else. What you got?
I don't got shit.
That's what you got?
All I got to say is respect.
I was just gonna say, you should have said and soul.
No.
On the soul
train. No.
What I will say is something is cooking up, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, please be prepared. Be prepared. Be prepared. Be prepared. You know what I'm saying? Announcements shall aguan one of these days. But yes, be on the lookup. You know what I'm saying? We want to cook up. You know what I mean? So, you know what I'm saying? Summer's coming. I'm ready for summer. Spring trying to play with us a little bit. 70 degrees, then 50, then 45, then 45 degrees, then 70 degrees, then 45, then 50, then 60.
Because I got allergies.
Ooh, that's why you're a little congested?
Yes.
Oh, so puka butt. Puka butt. Oh. I be trying to tell your mans how to help his congestion. He don't want to listen to not a piece of what I got to tell him.
She be trying to
He want
to
be stuffed to the guards. That's what he will be. So
she want to be to kill myself.
How you want to kill yourself? It's sinus relief, bro.
She wants me to kill myself.
That's okay. That's why you can't help a West Indian man. Because they stuck wherever they at.
You got something you want to say?
I said it. So, we love you, muchos.
Oh,
I said it already. What the fuck?
Oh,
I said it.
Oh, I
smack you.
I'm staying with my remedies.
Anyway, so listen, booyah. We love you. We love y'all down. Thank y'all guys for fucking with us. The show is available everywhere for those who are watching on live or who will be watching on live. And then also for those who are listening to the podcast, we fuck with y'all. Make sure y'all tune
always
in. Make sure y'all. And if you got any questions, suggestions, you got something you want. Okay. You got something that you want to let us know. You got questions. You need some advice. You need some travel tips. You need something. You can hit us up at MissTruthSays@gmail.com. I answer those. And we'll chat. You feel me? If you want to be anonymous, you can stay anonymous. I don't know your name, your name. But you gotta be anonymous. So, that worked. Perfect. Alright, I love y'all. See y'all next week. Peace and blessings. Bye.
You want to report on what the truth is? Raw and intrusive. Exclusive. My two senses. Long for the nuisance. The periodicals I used to read for the news clips. Now nothing but the truth. I get my tea for the blueprints. Peruse with the info. Glued in with kinfolk. Whether good or bad, it be the news that we tend for. I render my thoughts to the game. My mind blenders. So I blaze the facts with the truth. My grind splendor. Nobody beats the biz. I was taught to. I be the biz. Put respect on our name when you talking to Gina kids. You usually don't hear me, but on the contrary, I told sis to be my wish to give them this for the daily one.